Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome back to our podcast where I try to help you with English expressions, phrasal verbs, idioms, and all sorts of uses of English that will help you to communicate in a better way, make you feel much more confident when you're using it. So what do I have for you in this podcast? Well, we're going to talk about price, but this time we're going to use two words to signify something about price. So it's a collocation, all right? So let's start with the first one, exorbitant price. An exorbitant price. An exorbitant price is a price that is way too high for the particular product, but usually charged when there's a shortage of that particular product in the market, and whoever's supplying the product can charge whatever they like. An exorbitant price of meat, because there's a problem with the farmers, or an exorbitant price of land because it's in such demand that if you want to buy a couple of hectares or half an acre to build a property, you're going to have to pay through the nose, pay a lot of money, or an exorbitant price for that particular piece of land, that particular product. To slash prices. Well, when we slash prices, we really literally take a knife to the prices and we slash them, we cut them, which means to cut them to lower the prices. So you see a big sign in the window, shop closing down next week, all prices slashed. So we have slashed prices, we have cut the prices to get rid of the stock so that we can close the shop and move on. And this is happening a lot in retail world, particularly in the UK, where lots and lots of retailers are finding it difficult with the online competition. So stores are moving out of town or relocating. So you'll see bargain hunters going around where there are slashed prices, or prices have been slashed. To put up prices will be the opposite. So when things are improving, people will gradually put up prices to make more profit. Yeah, or they may be forced to put up prices because the government has introduced an extra tax or an extra levy, or some rent has gone up on the property where you're trading from, so you have no choice but to put up prices. Yeah, or you may say to your customers, look, I have to put up my prices, I haven't put them up for 2 years, so I'm due to put them up to meet even with inflation of 2 or 3%. So to put up prices to increase our prices. We can also say that something is priced in. So when something is priced in, it means that the price already takes something into account, problem in the markets in the world. So, but the price it's already reflects that. So for example, in the stock market, and at the moment we're talking about a very difficult time because of this coronavirus, so stock markets around the world have had some problems. So when we look at the price of various stocks and shares on the indices around the world, the bad news has been priced in. So they say the markets are unlikely to fall any further because this bad news has been priced in. So the value of the dollar against the euro against the British pound, the weakness in that government of that particular country, whether it's in Europe or the UK, means that the currency has fallen. But the bad news is priced in. It has been taken into account in whatever you see reflected when you read the news or you look look at it on the internet. Okay, so something has already been priced in. Tax increases by the government, priced in. We can also then, but the opposite, priced out. When we're priced out of something, it means we cannot get into that market because the prices are too high. And the best example of this is the property market. Everybody has a problem, whether you're living in the UK or Ireland or other parts of the world where you've got big cities and it's difficult to get onto the property ladder, as they call it. So we are priced out of that market. The price of land has gone up, price of building has gone up. And when you go looking for a home of your own and you see the prices in the estate agents, you say, oh my God, this is terrible. I'm priced out of this market. I can't afford to buy here. I have to move to another town, another city. Or unfortunately, you have to stay at home or you have to try and rent with somebody else. But whatever the case, the shortage of properties that have been built or the shortage of land available to build on means that you are priced out of that particular market. You just cannot get into it, priced out. And then we have a fair price. So when we have a fair price, well, a fair price is something that is good for everybody. It's good for the producer. It's good for the seller. It's good for the purchaser. It's a fair price. So nobody's getting screwed. Yeah. So it's a fair price. And then finally, we can say name your price. So when somebody is desperate, they want to get something. They say, look, I really, really want to get those tickets for that concert. You know, will you sell me your tickets? Well, I don't know. It depends. Well, look, just name your price. Tell me what you want. And if it's reasonable, I'll buy them. Okay. $200. Oh, great. Excellent. So when you name your price, you tell the person what you're prepared to pay. If he gives you that price, you ask him, name your price. And if it's fair and reasonable, I'll give it to you and I'll buy it from you. Okay. So we have exorbitant price. We can have to slash prices, we can have to put up prices, we can have something that is priced in, we can have something that is priced out, we can have fair price, and we can name your price. Okay, well, that's the end of the podcast, so hopefully you've enjoyed that and you get some use from it. As always, if you want to contact me, you can do so, www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Always happy to hear from you. And when you get there, check out the link to the Easy Peasy Club, which is an easy, efficient, effective, and above all, cheap way for you to improve your English. We're getting a great number of people subscribing to it, so why don't you come and join us? And as always, thanks for listening, and I'll see you again soon.